You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The kid not with us on hiatus.
Maybe at the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Going back for more.
I had the beef. I had the chicken. I had the steak. It was great.
I was wrong.
All right, Friday forecast time, let's do it.
Number one.
All right, guys, so number one, whoever wins game five will win the NBA championship, fact or fiction?
I've heard it mentioned on the Really Big Show. Andrew Gribble, you know, senior staff writer here with the Cleveland Browns, just said it, and I completely agree. I do believe whoever can use the extra day off to recover and rest, but also to create a game plan or a template from this point forward, now that all cards have been shown through four games and you've weathered many different storms, so whoever wins on the road or whoever wins out at Oracle Arena will in fact win the series because of the momentum, and they're just going to capitalize on what they have figured out through the remaining two games.
Number two.
Wait a second.
So, man, I didn't know if you were going to go or not. My bad.
Fiction. If the Cavs win game five, it's fact, because then they're going to close it out in game six. If the Cavs lose game five, they're going to win game six. And then in game seven, with the lights on bright, all these guys who have never been there before for the Warriors are going to get a little toit in the seat, and they're going to choke it home, and the Cavs win in seven. So it is a fact. If the Cavs win game five, it is fiction if they do not.
Number two.
All right, now we're on to number two.
There we go.
What bench player not playing right now for the Cavs should be seeing time?
I think the most obvious choice is Sean Marion. And the reason why is not so much, I would prefer him not to shoot a jump shot simply because it's the it's as bad as Charles Barkley's golf swing. But what I would love for him, and in most cases when he's getting these minutes, you would hope that LeBron James is on the bench, is make a move to the hoop, be aggressive, get fouled, go to the free throw line, as that I mentioned, you know, prior to game three, after our victory in game two, the ability of LeBron James to get 5 minutes of real time rest while only 2 minutes of the game time actually going by. So Sean Marion, and besides that, the defensive end. He's long, he can be active on the defensive end, maybe get in some passing lanes, and would be our best opportunity to continue to play small ball with him in the game.
I'm going to go for Kendrick Perkins because I'm looking for a little addition by subtraction, if you know what I mean. I mean, Kendrick Perkins goes out there and sets a couple hard picks.
And I don't mind that because I think
the personality
of the Golden State Warriors right now, meaning they were being out physical in game one, game two, game three. They came out and took it to the Cleveland Cavaliers, so their chests are out. And I think for Kendrick Perkins to come in and humble someone like Draymond Green, who's in my head right now, and set a hard pick or a hack where he gets a tee, he gets ejected, it has no impact on the Cleveland Cavaliers or this series. But then what you do is you flip a switch in those Warriors' minds to retaliate.
Yep.
And that would work into the favor of the Cleveland Cavaliers to where they get tactical free basket, a possession, and sway that momentum, whether it's at home or away.
Yes.
Number three.
Yeah.
All right, number three. Cameras on the sidelines of any sport, stay or go?
Cameras on the sidelines of any sport. I think cameras on the sideline of a professional football game, as long as they're within their restricted area, I think is fine. These men are wearing helmets and pads on their body, and I don't see it being an issue. But as Dennis Rodman, when I was watching the Bulls, did it best, you fall down, you're upset in the heat of the moment, one of those cameramen get a swift kick to the nuts. And last night, you know, LeBron James, who's a physical player, throws his body all around. He's 250 pounds or more than that. just hits one of those cameramen. So, yeah, I think they're too close. And for these $80,000 to $100,000 cameras, zoom in.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Scope it up. It is what it is. The truth of the matter is, how many times are you, like, looking at a still picture that somebody's ever taken from sitting there? You know what I mean?
Never.
Never.
Like, if you're scrolling through Facebook and somebody got it off another website or something, that's it.
Never. So, I just think whatever's essential should be there and everything else should be cleared out in the name of player safety. I'm all about safety for the players.
Number four.
All right, so number four, the starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes in September when they open the season will be blank.
It will be Cardale Jones. And the reason why is because with JT Barrett recovering from the ankle injury, Braxton Miller recovering from the shoulder injury, I know as of the end of spring ball, they were not clear to partake in full contact, full practices, and so on and so forth. They were in a controlled setting, while Cardale Jones has been. That on top of the fact that he had three of the best games in the biggest games, maybe in Ohio State history, to finish the season is the reason why he'll get the football to start the season, at least.
I'm going to say that it's going to be Cardale. What he did was so phenomenal that he's going to get an opportunity to open the season as the starter.
Number five.
Simple and to the point. I like it.
That was.
Number five, and finally, favorite summer festival or event to attend?
Favorite summer festival or event? Well, my summer is absolutely crazy, and for me this year, it's going to be our vacation, our trip to Mexico will be the event that I look forward to. For my wife and I, as well as my kids, getting away and just enjoying warm weather and beaches and pools. But if I had to say a festival, there's the Woolly Bear Festival in Vermilion, Ohio, being a Lorain County guy. There's the International Festival down in Lorain, and where I'm from is always fun because I love the multiple nationalities that come and make their nationalities' best dishes that in some cases I was raised on. So to go back, it's like a throwback for me to have, you know, Puerto Rican food and Greek food actually made by Puerto Ricans and Greeks is a really cool thing, and I definitely get my fill there.
For me, it's easy. It's SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer. It had been in L.A. every year for a long time. It's actually going to be in New York this year, and I go out to L.A., see my friends in L.A.
Are you going?
Always have a
to
good
New York?
Time. I don't know if I will be able to. It just depends what weekend it falls on versus if the Browns have a weekend game or not in the preseason.
So when is it? September?
August.
August, okay.
Yeah, so it just depends. I'll have to look at that. But
it
would
be sweet if it was the Saturday of the Bills
Thursday
game.
The Thursday
game.
Yes, now you're cooking with gas. Yes, it would be sweet. So to me, it's always a good time to see my friends and, you know, see if I can survive more 5 a.m. mornings or nights or whatever they are. All right, when we come back, final thoughts wrapping up the week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thanks for being with us. Good show. By the way, shout out to everybody who correctly asserted that Kenny Loggins is better than Huey Lewis. It's been a runaway. It's been a landslide, especially on Twitter. It's been a bloodbath. That's right, Mark Monaco, if you're listening, a bloodbath. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.